A growing number of fighters in Central African Republic's two-year-old civil war are children. It's estimated there may be as many as 10,000 child soldiers, four times more than when the conflict began. The charity organization Save the Children says both boys and girls are being recruited by former Seleka rebels and anti-Balaka militias. Some of the kids are as young as eight. Veronique Aubert is senior conflict and humanitarian policy and research advisor for Save the Children.
The situation is of great concern to Save the Children. Children are on a daily basis exposed to violence. Many of them have been killed. Many of them have been victims of sexual violence. Many of them have lost their relatives, have seen their house destroyed, or had to flee either within the country or outside the country.
Aubert says many lack access to food, education, and health care.
Some are being abducted and recruited by force, by commanders who come in and take them, very often just to use them to serve in combat zone or to be their slave and sex slave. And others are joining for lack of protection, for lack of security, and for lack of access to education, which is a great concern.
Some children say they joined armed groups due to pressure from parents or peers, or a desire to protect their communities, or to seek revenge for the death of family members. About 2 years ago, mostly Muslim Seleka rebels toppled President Francois Bozizé. Their leader, Michel Djédodia, became interim president. But many former rebels turned to banditry and attacked Christian and traditional religion communities. Then, last December, in response to those attacks, anti-Balaka militias formed. They launched revenge attacks against Muslims. Djédodia resigned last January, and an interim government was formed. However, ongoing violence has killed thousands of civilians and displaced hundreds of thousands of others. Aubert says many children are traumatized from witnessing violence or being forced to take part in it.
That's why I say the children try to respond on the ground with some programs to try to provide some psychological support to some of these children through some community-based programs to try to assist those children or to try to provide them with some education in emergency response program. But so much more is needed.
But before Save the Children can help these kids, the organization must meet with the commanders of each armed group. Some agree to let the children go. Others do not.
There is a need for a more systematic and organized demobilization process. And that's why one of the recommendations of the report is to call on the UN, on the peacekeeping operation, on the government, and other partners to make sure that there is a proper demobilization strategy that's been put in place, that the peacekeeping operation has the capacity to reach out to those children to try to demobilize them and reintegrate them.
Some child soldiers are ordered to hold a talisman during attacks. It's believed by group members to have mystical powers that will protect them from harm. Bullets can quickly dispel that myth. Education has been hit hard. Many children have not been to school in 2 years. Aubert's colleague, Julie Baudin, is the organization's child protection manager in CAR. She says Save the Children has set up what are called child-friendly spaces and youth clubs. These provide a safe place to learn and receive psychosocial support.
So youth club is a kind of group of teenagers, and we are developing some talks about the risk of recruitment, children's rights, to make them understand that if they are associated with armed group, it is a violation of their own rights. And so step by step, they start to change. And from 14 to 18, we are doing reintegration process through vocational training. We are developing income-generating activities.
She says former child soldiers are usually placed in the care of foster families, often for several months, while Save the Children tries to find their blood relatives. She says it's hoped 2015 will be more stable and allow humanitarian groups to reach all the children in need. Despite the presence of UN and African peacekeepers, violence in CAR continues. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.